Feeling nervous around our horse creates tension in our bodies that gets in the road of being a brilliant rider. Any level of fear is such a blockage to good riding, and it's just about the crappiest thing that can be happening. Well, from today, from right now in fact, that's gonna change. Nervousness and anxiety, dread even, all the levels of fear are just an alarm bell. It's a message, and it's telling you that you need to make yourself safe. You're not only entitled to be safe, you are entitled to feel safe. You are entitled to it. And when you make yourself safe, when you understand what it is that you need to know or do to make yourself safe, the fear just disappears, and so does the body tension that goes with it. If I'm afraid of something, I figure out what it is that I need to know or do, so the fear is no longer there. And sometimes that's working the comfort zone model in the second key to happiness for myself. And sometimes it's working the comfort zone model for my horse. Did you notice that I said that sometimes when I feel anxious, I work the comfort zone model for my horse? That's because in this normal everyday connection that we feel with our horse, we all at times experience our horse's fear so intensely that we think it's ours. It happens to all of us. I guarantee you, I absolutely guarantee you that if you've been feeling anxiety and tension around your horse, then at least some of that fear that you've been experiencing will have been your horse's fear. And this is not something that happens to only specially sensitive people. It's a normal, everyday part of our connectedness to our horse. And in fact, the more connected you've been to your horse, the more likely you have been to be feeling their fear. This is why some very good riders lose their nerve, and it's how they can get their nerve back quite quickly. I've worked with thousands of people now, and they all experience the same thing. And when we use this connectedness to help our horse feel safe, when we take action to help our horse feel safe, then our fear just disappears. So here's what you can do. No matter whether the fear you're feeling is yours or your horse's, do whatever it takes to find a comfort zone. We talked about the comfort zone in the last lesson. You can change something so that you are safe. You can stop doing what you're doing. You can back off. You can break it down into baby steps for your horse. You can slow it down, explain it better. You can do it differently. Whatever. You take some kind of action to make you and your horse be and feel safe. If you're looking to be a good rider and to be good with horses, then your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to listen to every level of your fear and your horse's fear, from slight anxiety to the big dread feelings, and use those feelings to make both you and your horse be and feel safe. Every time that you feel the fear, theirs or yours, doesn't matter. I am so excited for you, because you've got no idea yet how big a deal this is going to be for you and your horse, and how much tension this will release from your body and from your horse's body, and what a wonderful effect that's going to have on your riding together. Tomorrow's lesson looks as if it's about catching your horse, but that's not all it's about, folks. It's about learning how to use a feeling that I call not quite right. That is the foundation for world-class feel for your horse, and the foundation for brilliant riding too. We use catching your horse to show you how you experience this not quite right feeling and how you can use it to get really good results with your horse. And for those of you who do have trouble catching your horse, well, you can relax. Those times are just about over.